This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
While feminists criticize the new Jurassic Park movie because a male is a hero in it, globally, more derivatives are being created, more wars being prepared, more sellouts are accelerating. Joel Skousen, finishing up the time we have from worldaffairsbrief.com on George Soros saying be nice to China, and then the latest on the Ukraine.
Well, this is a complex subject because the U.S. is raising the tone of their apparent opposition to China, but they're doing nothing. Nothing is more telling than the U.S. saying we are going to respect the 12-mile limit around Fiery Reef Cay, where they're developing this runway in this, out of a small island of sand there in the Spratlys. I mean, telling China you're going to respect the 12-mile limit is a tacit admission of sovereignty there. The Spratly Island is a very complex situation. It's over 300 miles. It's got nearly 40 or 50 significant outcroppings in the ocean. And what's interesting, though, is that Vietnam has occupied about 8 or 10 of them. China's occupied about 12 of them. The Philippines, 3 or 4. Brunei and Malaysia have also occupied some of these. I mean, trying to sort out who owns the whole caboodle is going to be a long-term process. And I think the only way it's going to be sorted out is the big 800-pound girl in the room, China, will build up enough military bases there that basically throw the others out. But I believe that China is establishing a string of pearls strategy, and that is you can have a huge mainland base like China, but you've got to have a blue water navy to conquer the world and maintain it. And that means you've got to have a series of bases, not only air bases, but naval refueling and repair bases surrounding you. And the natural place to do that is in the island chain.
Sure. So they're doing what the U.S. did in the Spanish-American War, establishing our empire with Pacific coaling stations.
Yeah, or that Britain did with putting naval bases all around the world to handle, and that was one of its problems in World War II. The Navy was so spread out that they couldn't respond to the German attack in time. But the point that I want to make, though, is that China is a long way ways from attacking the West. Its Blue Water Navy is only about 50% built. It's heading for 450 ships versus our sub-300 warship numbers. We're going down. They're going up. But still, the earliest that China really would be confident in attacking the West is the next decade, 2020, 21, 22, or 23. And the same with Russia. Now, Russia could attack now because it has the nuclear missiles that are ready. China's just beginning now to MIRV their missiles, or multiple independent reentry vehicles. That's what MIRV stands for. In other words, multiple warheads on a missile. And so I don't think there's any chance, despite what Soros has said, despite what China's saying, remember, we could go to war if you do something stupid here. China's always taken a hard line in terms of its reaction, almost as bad as North Korea in terms of overreacting to any U.S. surveillance flight, and they'll continue to do so. But I think it's posturing on both sides. The U.S. is posturing about standing up to China. It has no intention to do so.
Sure, sure. Couldn't a collapse of China economically that a lot of people see happening put this back even more, this big war?
It could. I don't see the collapse of the Chinese economy any more likely than the collapse of the dollar that has been prophesied and hyped for ever since 2010. These are big nations, big economies. It's true. Both are in slow decline because of the worsening trade situation. But nothing that I foresee indicates any kind of collapse that could slow this down.
And I agree there's a long-term plan to harden facilities to get ready for a big war, but I don't see them being there yet. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. But as we said in the last hour, this is not just men we're fighting with here. It's very old entity that we read about in the Bible. Joel Skousen, great job. Thanks for the time.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all weapons. For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Whether you believe in a physical or interdimensional entity, the devil, Satan, the old serpent, or whether you don't, the elite believe in it and are manifesting it on this planet. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and a lot of people ask me, Alex, I've been listening to your show 20 years. More and more you talk about God, more and more you talk about the devil. And it's because I know a lot more than I knew 20 years ago. And I know that the fake establishment churches are there to discredit Christ. And I'm here to tell you that Christ is my refuge. I'm not one of these Pharisees up on the hill praying publicly, telling you how great I am. I don't claim to be the best person in the world. I mean, quite frankly, compared to most people, people say, you're so moral, you're so nice, you're so friendly, you're so hardworking, you know. Still, though, I can see into my own heart. I know that I have issues with my conscience. I'm not up here criticizing anybody. I'm not judging you if you've had an abortion. I'm simply saying the globalists are lying to you. It is a human life. It is about dehumanization. It does increase your cancer risk. And for God's sakes, don't have a second or third term on whatever you do. They're killing tens of thousands of viable babies every year. It's not debatable. And then if you go out and you protest for pro-life, every time I've done it, and we should do it more often. I haven't done it in years. We went out and did it last week. Serpents arrive, hissing and saying, we love Satan. And then you go, man, this is real. Because it's not just crazies. I mean, there it's the same all over the country, all over the world. The same, they can be black, they can be white, they can be Hispanic, they can be whatever. Actually, I got to be honest, I don't think I've ever... It's a strange anomaly. I have to think about it more before I talk about it. You don't see a lot of Satanist Hispanics show up talking about how they want to kill babies. I'm sure they exist, but that's an interesting anomaly. They're usually white or black. I don't know what that means. Just in my experience, that's what I've seen. I guess it's a cultural thing. It's too strong not to kill kids, which is a good thing in that culture. But it's interesting to study anthropology, sociology, to try to get your mind around all this. But our opposition are evil totalitarians by any name you put on them. As I've said, Jungian psychology, you know, is it a mass consciousness archetype that they resonate towards? I don't want to call it the dark side because it's beyond the dark side. It's just the death side. All those that hate me love death, Christ said. And just the more I learn, the more I get deep into this, and now I read the Bible, didn't understand it 25 years ago, it all makes sense now. That's what Christ talks about. He says, the general population, can you hear this? Are they not going to understand what I have to say because they're not ready to hear it or they don't have discernment? Or they've turned down the truth so many times when it was obvious that your brain, when you do that, just turns you over to lies. Your brain's a computer. You sit there and feed lies into it enough. I've had folks debate with me that Common Core is good, and it teaches 2 plus 2 equals 5. Fritz Springmeier joins us until 5 minutes of the next hour. I tend to always do that overdrive now just to finish up any other news. At the bottom of the hour, I'll get into Obama administration asserts domination over creeks, streams, wetlands, ditches, even big puddles. And that ties into these executive orders and PDDs I want to go over with you. That's Presidential Decision Directive. His book was out of print. I thought it was so interesting because I read this probably, I say 15 years ago. I read this book like 18 years ago when it first came out. And I just, quite frankly, read it and showed friends and thought it was humorous. Then I met Fritz Springmeier, interviewed him. He seemed to know a lot about Bohemian Grove that I had seen that nobody else knew. And then a lot of what was in his book, stuff that I thought was just crazy, like the royal family's the line of Count Dracula, and you know, they've got dead babies buried all over their property. And then Prince Charles comes out and says, "I am the line of Dracula, and I'm moving to Dracula Castle, and he started our whole British royal family, and we're not even British, and I live in Transylvania half the year now." And the media goes, "We tested their genetics; they're Count Dracula, and we dug up a bunch of dead babies on the property." It's kind of like David Icke's, like, "Jimmy Savile is a pedophile and has dungeons where he tortures kids to death." And I'm like, delay that. This is like 14 years ago, and then it all comes out 12 years later. So, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. When people say wild, over-the-top stuff, and then it starts happening, I really start paying attention. So I said, "Hey, I'll help you reprint this book." So I don't want to say I'm the publisher of it. Fritz Springmeier is, but at least InfoWars did show up somewhere on the fake Bin Laden body doubles reading list. In fact, we put that New York Times reported on. We put the list up there. None Dare Call a Conspiracy, you know, stuff like that. Classics, I guess, to demonize the liberty movement. But Bin Laden supposedly was reading Bloodlines Illuminati, available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. We also sell it on Amazon, but it's all from here. Bloodlines Illuminati, big coffee table book. And it is something else. Because, yeah, 18 years ago it first came out. He's had a newer edition. I read it, rolled my eyes. Even though some of it I knew was accurate, it's over the top. It is over the top. InfoWarsStore.com. You help support what Fritz is doing, what we're doing. The Committee of 300 by Coleman. In fact, let me read some of the stuff that's there. A Brief Guide Understanding Islam, America's Strategic Blunders, America's War on Terrorism, Al-Qaeda's Online Media Strategies, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Greg Ballas, The Best Money Enemy Can Buy, The Best Enemy Money Can Buy, Anthony Sutton, Black Box Voting, Bloodlines Illuminati, Bounding the Global War on Terror, Checking Iran's Nuclear Ambitions, Christianity and Islam in Spain, Civil Disobedience, Civil Democratic Islam, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. A bunch of our guests are on here. Conspirators Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, John Coleman. Crossing the Rubicon, Michael Ruford. There's other stuff in there. But they won't release his supposed porn list. So I haven't talked to Fritz since this came out. I haven't talked to him probably in 6 months on air. About time to get Fritz Springmeier back on. He's been a political prisoner. No criminal record until they set him up for bank robberies of all things. I mean, they could do that to me tomorrow, folks. I'm not going to go over the whole case, but it wasn't true, obviously. Successful author, more than 20 books in print. And they just kept raiding him and raiding him, and then said he was a bank robber and had a confidential informant say it. So he's a true political prisoner as well. He's got a website where you can find out more of his information, pentracks.com. Fritz, great to have you on with us, my friend. What is your take on the Bin Laden situation? What do you think about this?
Well, as you know, back in May 2011, we were told that SEAL Team 6 raided and shot him in the head at night and then dumped his body into the ocean, and that there was this special extraction team that grabbed up a lot of stuff, shoved it into duffel bags, and they got out of there. And then as you were predicting, you said, This whole thing is fishy, and they're going to kill SEAL Team 6. And then in August 6th, as we know, later that year, they're killed, and just like you had been saying. And so my question is, in light of all this happening clear back in 2011, now why in May 2015 have they come out with this list? Ostensibly, it was because they had this authorization bill by Congress saying that the Director of National Intelligence had to look at all of the documents and come up with some kind of ruling. But it's really strange. Why now? And so when CBS contacted me about this, I said, why are they now saying this? We've got Jade Helm going on. We've got all of these things happening. It's interesting the timing that right at this point in time they decide to come out with sure. my book being on the reading list.
Well, we're going to come back and find out why you think it is, but one reason, I mean, obviously they want to demonize, but I want to get your take. Separately, it had come out with Cy Hirsch that the raid was basically fake, and then more and more documents were coming out, so they put all this out to make it look like there was something legitimate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of questions about how legitimate this is, and not only about the raid, but what they found. You know, we have heard Lieutenant General Flynn supposedly was opposing the Obama administration's take on the documents that were supposedly found. The Obama administration is saying it's showing that Al-Qaeda has been defeated and we should, excited that we have this great victory.
Sure. Stay there. We're going to get Fritz Springmeier's take on this. He's a smart fellow. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. This is the InfoWar. You see the TV/radio control room in there with the crew doing a fabulous job. Radio listeners can always see the feeds free at InfoWars.com/show for the daytime radio show. /TV or become a subscriber. See it all in HD, see the archives, see the nightly news, all my films, ebooks, other documentary premieres and special events. 15 cents a day supports the broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank you all for being members. 20 people can use each membership and share it with friends and family. Going back to Fritz Springmeier, best-selling author. Then he was a political prisoner, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And we were getting to why does he think. Because, look, the Bin Laden raid's fake. It's his body double. We know that from the Navy SEALs. I said they'll probably kill them all to cover it up. They blew their helicopter up. This is not fun to be this guy and have Stratfor, the CIA, saying they've got to basically discredit me and deal with me. If the fact is, like Jim Garrison said from the Kennedy deal, you got to be so big and in the sunlight's my only hope. Plus, I'm just promoting freedom and liberty, so there's a lot of good people in government as well. But this is a dangerous situation. I want people to understand that. Fritz, what did you put in this book that made him so mad, and why do you think they've now had the fake Bin Laden say that he was reading your book?
Well, it's a good book, and it describes who the decision makers are, the important decision makers in the United States. So anybody who's wanting to understand how things are operating is going to want to read the book. Whether that list that was published on May 21st is legitimate or not, it's a good question. Because, you know, you and I, we have to operate on what seems to be the most likeliest story. Sometimes we're given information that's fishy. You know, this whole thing about assassinating Bin Laden was really fishy. Over in the Middle East, people, it was commonly known that he had died. And then there was this whole thing with Tim Osman, as you know, and Gunderson saying he took Tim Osman around and on and on. So just what is the truth? And if it's true that they did not assassinate Osama bin Laden, then that means that all these book lists and everything is hype. And if it's hype, what's the agenda here? Is it to make, is it to link supposed conspiracy theorists with terrorism? You know, John Coleman's Committee of 300s in the same genre as my Bloodlines of the Illuminati, showing who decision makers are. And now the Committee of 300 currently, from my information that I have, has been superseded by something else. But the fact remains that this is a book showing who the decision makers have been, and that would be important for anybody who was trying to have an impact on world affairs. Again, if what we believe is accurate, that this raid is all a hoax, then it really begs the question, why are they coming up with this? And we're now facing this Jade Helm, as you know, which is this Joint Assistance for Deployment and Extraction, where as I'm going to interrupt myself by saying one thing I really appreciated was you've been telling the American people that we have lost the Constitution, we are in a police state, and this is what they need to recognize. Whether Jade Helm is simply an exercise in bringing in martial law, or whether something will happen and it will kick into an actual operation, who knows? Nobody has a crystal ball at this point. But it's definitely an exercise to train the troops in bringing martial law into the United States.
And it's definitely the biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, and when you have something like this happening, then you have to wonder if this book list that's trying to link some of the leading conspiracy historians, I'm a historian, by the way, not a theorist, when you read that Bloodlines of the Illuminati book, you'll see it's just chock full of all kinds of history. Genealogy charts, for instance, there's a genealogy chart showing how 25 American presidents are closely related. This is not theory. This is history.
By the way, everything in your book on those areas later came out. I mean, your book did trailblaze. When did you first publish Bloodlines?
In 1995. It was interesting. I believe it was like 1998 that there was a young teenage girl that put some of this genealogy together, and she became nationally acclaimed.
I remember I first read your book like in 97, thought it, and then later a girl figured it out and became famous. Absolutely. Yeah. It's basically your book, yeah. Stay there. Fritz Springmeier, long segment coming up. We're going to get his take on all things Illuminati. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Don't forget, it's your purchases of products that fund this operation. I want to thank you all for your support. We try to bring you the best shortwave radios, the best high-quality water filtration systems, the best hardcore liberty slogans and T-shirts and pants and sweaters and caps and belt buckles to communicate liberty and to meet like-minded people. The best nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free to ask about specials and different sales. You can call our great crew until 6 o'clock every day, and then after that it goes to a great answering service that can still take your orders but can't answer your questions. I don't think as good as my crew can here in office. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We are selling out of oil of oregano, the high-quality organic type. We are selling out of Child Ease. The problem is when we first come out with a product and test it, I mean, it's already been tested, but, you know, test market it to folks. A lot of times we underestimate or overestimate, so we have too much or too little. It'll take us 4 to 6 weeks to get more of each one of these. So if you want it, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We have 16% off through Sunday on Secret 12 Vitamin B12 formulation, proprietary formulation of two key Vitamin B12 forms, methylcobalamin, and I can't pronounce the other one, I can't say it today. I usually can say it. I'm looking at it and I can't say it. ADENOSYLOCBLMAMNIN, I don't know. Bioactive B12 forms that help support normal energy levels, the adrenal glands, red blood cell formation, you name it. This is my fuel. It's what all your other hormones need to even be formed. To go into overdrive, and it really works. No needles, no injections. Take it right under the tongue. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory. The list goes on. That, again, is 16% off the already super high-quality formula. And then, of course, you can also, when you go to InfoWarsLife.com, find some of the other amazing products like True Nation Iodine, X2, and many others. And, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com, that is the big umbrella site with over 500 products now. We're really proud of it. Books, videos on every subject. Bloodlines, the Illuminati, the thickest, heaviest book we sell by Fritz Springmeier, is available if you'd like to get it. We, again, brought it back into print, and it's supposedly on the Bin Laden reading list, if you really believe that. I don't know what to make of this. I was told by Navy SEAL and then separately a Navy SEAL family right after this all happened that it was fake. I, of course, had broken 14 years ago with Dr. Pachinik, high-level operative, one of the founders of Delta Force, that he'd already been dead. He'd be rolled out on ice later. The whole raid was fake. It was a body double. The SEALs thought that. They blew up their helicopter a few months later. Then the families really went public. Some have come on the show after we, of course, had talked to them privately. Some of them will not come on the show. But, I mean, this is not safe. This is not fun. I have a responsibility to do this. I just hope everybody realizes this is not a game. We have such credibility on this subject. They have the Central Intelligence Agency trying to discredit us. You guys are crazy. You're funding Al-Qaeda to take down Assad and murder Christians. You've gone too far. You're out of your minds. You're shipping drugs into the country. Stop it. You nuts. You're going to stop yourselves. The corruption's going to stop. It can't go on forever. Somebody's got to say no to you. And we're the ones. And I'm nobody. But you got to deal with God. And you're not God, even if your masters try to play like they're God. And there's a lot of good people in the government, in every agency that know what's happening, probably more awake than the public. That's one reason I'm still alive as well. Going back to Fritz Springmeier, you can also support him if you like, plus get amazing books. He's written a whole phalanx of them. And you can find some of those books that are now back in print at pentracks.com, P-E-N-tracks.com, Fritz Springmeier. Okay, Fritz, I'm ranting here. I want to put bookends on this Bin Laden thing and to move into other areas. Anything else you'd like to add on that front before I throw you the curveball I always do, so it's not much of a curveball. What are you really focused on? What do you think is interesting right now?
Well, one of the things that you've been hammering a lot on, which is important, is globalism. You know, you repeatedly bring up about the globalists, and Americans are still off in la-la land thinking that United States has the sovereignty. You know, the International Organization of Securities Commission regulates our market, and there's a Basel Commission on Banking and the BIS, which Bank of International Settlements. These, the Federal Reserve is part of BIS. It regulates banking. You know, the International Criminal Court of Europe has jurisdiction over here in the United States. So the American people need to wake up that the sovereignty of the United States is gone.
Global government's not coming. It's here.
Exactly. And this is the fact. And so somebody asked me the other day, somebody close to me, they said, you know, is it possible for the United States to get out of the United Nations? They don't understand how so totally entwined everything about the United States is. And when it comes to China, United States is deep in debt to China, and they named this operation this summer. They called it Jade Helm. Some people may have been watching the news and seeing that the lunar module, this rover that went over the lunar surface, was called Jade Rabbit. That gives you an indication of how Jade represents China. And I really think I think it's a strong possibility that the reason why Jade Helm is called, the first word of it's Jade, is it's referring subtly to China. And for instance, one time there was this large museum exhibit from China that was allowed to be displayed here in Portland. And the emperors of China considered that jade would give them immortality. Jade gives power.
Sure. I mean, it's the national rock of China. It's what their dynasties were obsessed with. They believe it's magical.
Exactly. So when we have the title of this exercise, Jade Helm, Helm being control, so in some way...
I mean, it means like Jade Command Center, Jade Takeover.
Yeah. And so we need to be aware that United States has lost its sovereignty. We have countries like China that if our economy starts collapsing, they're going to be trying to figure out how can we get our money out of, extract our debt out of America. If we look in the...
That's right. China is the biggest debt holder of the U.S.
Yes. So if we look at the past as any kind of indication of what's going to happen in the future, after World War I, the British and French just came into Germany, dismantled their factories, and shipped them off to France and Britain.
That was the Versailles Treaty. Tell folks about that.
Yeah. Due to Germany having surrendered, why the Allies made a very unfair treaty, the Versailles Treaty, where Germany was taxed to pay the entire cost of World War I. And, of course, it put Germany into a tailspin where children and babies in Germany were starving to death. The German economy couldn't pull itself out of the problem. And that's what led to Hitler being democratically brought in, is Hitler saved the German people from the tyranny of the Treaty of Versailles. And so these are the kind of things that are done to manipulate world events. And we likewise will see similar things in our lifetime. The United States is in a precarious position, just like Germany was.
That's a smart parallel, though. I mean, example of the globalism, how they took over Germany, or the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and broke it up in three pieces and took parts of Germany away, like Danzig and others, and did all that, creating the beefs, then winding up Hitler and turning him loose. What do you make about George Soros and others openly trying to get race riots going? And I'm seeing them openly activate communist cells that are pouring out like roaches out of the walls for this summer. Do you think something big's planned this summer?
George Soros is not just a common everyday person. As you know, he's very influential. And being a student who studied the Illuminati, he's a member of the Illuminati, too. So when you watch what he's doing, you can see... But you can see the Illuminati's agenda, and you're very correct at bringing out what he's doing, because this is it shows that we've got the manipulation of events, you know, riots and so forth that we've been seeing, so that the United States is slowly, or maybe not so slow, depending on your perspective, is descending into chaos. And the things that protect us from totally collapsing into anarchy are being, those pillars of support, so to speak, are being dismantled. And so, yeah, the American people are entering into a very precarious time. And how much longer people like you and I are going to be out here with the freedom to give an alternative message is, that's a good question.
That was my next question. I just love how you're right on target with my next question. We're seeing massive censorship. Hey, a Marine can't, you know, have a Bible verse on their computer about no weapon formed against me will prosper. You can't have, you know, I'm pro-life on your license plate. The court says it's hateful. We see the left going from be tolerant of what we want to now you'll do what we say. I don't even call them the left. I see the internet kill switch being openly announced that we told people about 10 years ago, accelerated by Obama. I see the borders being liquidated. I see all these calls for censorship, calls for us to be shut down, you know, that I shouldn't have free speech on This Week on ABC. I mean, let me tell you, it's creepy when every major TV news show says I'm a horrible person but won't say what I said or misrepresents. And then I know used to they try to set me up, Fritz, and say, let's attack the State Department. Let's blow this up. And I'd say, come on, you're a cop. You're a Fed. Get a camera. And then, you know, they would get mad and run off. They've kind of backed off. They had me physically attacked. I know they tried to frame me quite a few times. They've kind of not done that in a while because I never fell for any of it. I know from your story, I followed it in the newspapers. They just kept raiding you, claiming you were dealing drugs. You had no criminal record, no drugs, big Christian. Finally, they just grab you, have an informant with a long record of lying, say you robbed a bank with no evidence. I know they basically tortured you with what they fed you and stuff in prison for a decade. I really ask, you know, did they warn you beforehand, back off, or we're going to do this? Because they used to call me up, you know, phone would ring, there'd be no number on the caller ID, and they'd say, we're going to kill you or put you in jail if you don't shut up. I'd say, well, do whatever you have to. I can't, you know, be part of these lies. But I've been left alone so far, except for dirty tricks and stuff. Is it because I got big enough they don't know what to do? Or because I like talking to you because you've been through the ringer. I mean, you're a true political prisoner, like out of the New Testament or something. Well, what do you think about my situation? Because obviously I think about it a lot. Because, I mean, I'm getting, let's not exaggerate, 10 times the demonization, 15 times that I ever got before. And when you got the host of ABC Nightly News, the host of CBS News, saying my name as if he's speaking the name of some Attila the Hun or something, you know, with their back all straight like they're talking. I mean, they're like alerting their own minions that I'm so evil. That's really creeping me out, because first they try to assassinate your name before they assassinate you.
Right. Well, they realize that we're, at least from their perspective, that we're all going to get our comeuppance. Going back to something what you said earlier, the general principle is evil always contains the seed of its own destruction. So these people are on a collision course with what they're doing. And, you know, they're looking at us as we're the ones that are going to get the comeuppance. We're going to be taken down. But the truth is they also are going to be taken down, because their own deeds, like you were saying about these intelligence operatives, it's going to collapse on them. In fact, the revolution always eats its own children. So, yeah, as far as what I foresee happening to you, I think that for you and I, we're going to be left out here until there's a general, can I say, a roundup where we're just included with the general arrest of people.
That's right. We won't be targeted to elevate us into martyrs. We'll be scooped up in the major purge.
Right. We'll just disappear quietly some night.
So we're the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
growing up, did you ever imagine you'd be in this bizarre position? I mean, for folks that don't know or other people that are jealous of you or I, because we get a lot of attention, I don't think they get. This is not fun at one level. For me, it's a duty. I've got to do it. I mean, I can't just lay down to being taken over. It's an instinct. What is it for you?
Well, it was a calling. I felt a calling from God. And the original calling I received was back in 1978. And after about a year of doing what I thought I was called to do, I actually tried to avoid it for about 10 years. So I was a little bit like Jonah, where I saw that I needed to warn people, but I backed off for 10 years and then realized, you know, this is what I'm called to do, and I just need to buckle down and do it. And again, after...
Did it feel better once you just submitted to God's will and did it?
Yes. But, you know, after you've been in prison for 8 years, it's uncomfortable to come out of prison and having experienced all of that and jump right back and get back into things.
You did seem shell-shocked at first, but you're back, Fritz.
Yeah.
I'd say you're back about 80%. You have a powerful presence now, but you used to have a powerful presence in person and on air and stuff, and you still do, but I could tell it really tore you up in prison.
Yeah, everybody's going to get... after being knocked around a little bit, it takes a little bit out of you. But I'm here, and I'm continuing to do what I feel I was called to do.
You know, the look you have in your eye is like those guys that would be in a Viet Cong prisoner of war camp. It showed photos or film before and then after when they walked out with that shell-shocked look. That's the look you had in your eyes when you came out of prison. It's almost gone. It's still there. I'm not insulting you. We've been praying for you. But it's obvious they did a lot of bad stuff to you, brother. We'll be back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year
with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
No, I mean, I'm not being a drama queen here, folks. C-SPAN, CBS News, ABC News, Fox, CNN. I mean, it's just a daily, month after month, lying about us. People say, well, that's great. It'll send listeners to you so they find out what you're really saying. That's not exactly what it does. That's why they've ignored us up until now. They're doing it ahead of something. So they all have their talking point that I'm bad before they do something. So just pray for us. But the danger I feel in my gut isn't just for InfoWars. The evil is moving into an accelerated, I use that word every hour, super acceleration. And I'll ask Fritz Springmeier of Bloodlines Illuminati fame this question. Are they accelerating because they're desperate? Are they accelerating because they're arrogant? Are they accelerating because they believe enough of the public is in a trance? Or is it a combination of all three? What is the state of the New World Order right now?
All three. They're arrogant. They don't think that they can be knocked out of their position of power, that their power is so embedded in the warp and woof of society that no matter what happens, they're going to stay in power. And they also are jittery. The fact that you look at how large scale Jade Helm is, the flip side of that is that actually is encouraging. It shows how terrified they are of the real Americans, the American patriots. And
back when you were at West Point, did you ever hear of any drills like this?
No. And then you have this West Point Combating Terrorism Center, which got involved for the Obama administration. They didn't even have anything like that when I was at West Point. And the Obama administration has taken out all references to the in the Quran of fighting jihad. They've eliminated all of the references in their training manuals about Islamic terrorism. Supposedly, we have won. And so,
oh, now they say it's the Christian and the veterans the enemy. Yeah. I mean, this stuff is so over the top. How do they get away with it?
Because people are just so focused on trying to live paycheck to paycheck that they're not really monitoring sensibly what's going on, but their lives are at stake. We're in a situation, you know, similar to World War II, when the war broke out and you have Germany under in a sense martial law situation. People now have lost all civil rights. That's where we're at right now, and people really need to start waking up, pulling their head out of the sand. We're at a very critical point in time.
What do you think the next big shoe or shoes to drop are going to be?
Well, the second in command at the IMF, and Christine Lagarde is Illuminati. She's the head of the IMF, and she has this Chinese doctor who's her second in command. He has gone around and told people that the IMF this year will announce that China has been upgraded to one of the nations with the reserve currency status. So that is projected to happen in October. If that does happen in October, we're going to see some major problems for the American dollar. And China is just really pushing hard to become reserve currency status.
That's right. Everything's coming into place. It's kind of like when you've been doing the jigsaw puzzle and the last 15 pieces or so, it's bam, 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 bam. You start slamming them in. 5 minutes of overdrive, and that's it for the transmission. Infowars.com/show, folks. Spread the word. Don't take the broadcast for granted. Please pray for us and support our local affiliates. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.